In episode 8, I went over the different types of asset classes that you can invest in. I briefly mentioned stocks as one of the riskier options. I explained that stocks are pieces of ownership in companies, and some even pay dividends. In this episode, I'll be diving a bit deeper into stocks, their key terms, why you should invest in them, and where they are bought and sold. I'm Kevin Munoz, this is the Leo Podcast, and today is Monday, December 7th. Before I start talking about stocks, let's go over some must-know key terms that you'll probably hear me throwing around throughout the episode. Other terms you hear and might not know, I'll define them. These are just the key ones, otherwise this whole episode would be me going over the numerous terms that are used. Let's begin with dividends. It's what a company pays out periodically to shareholders. It's important to note that not all companies pay dividends. The younger companies often prefer to hold on to their cash so that they can keep growing their business. Earnings per share. You might remember me defined this in previous episodes. It's an estimate of what portion of profits, in theory, each shareholder would be entitled to if this was actually the amount they got paid, but it isn't. The formula used to calculate this is the company's total profits for a given period divided by the number of shares. The share price. The price the stock is currently trading for in the market. Stocks, shares, and equities. They all mean the same thing. You can research deeper on how their literal definitions are different, but it doesn't really matter because they're used interchangeably, so they're the same thing. Ticker symbol is a short string of letters that is used to identify a given stock. For example, if you wanted to trade Facebook stock, you would look up its ticker FB with your broker. Or if you wanted to trade Tesla stock, you would look up its ticker symbol TSLA. Now, let's start off with why people invest in stocks. For starters, they hope to earn a better return on their money than they could with a safer alternative like a savings account. The way investors earn these returns on their stocks is either through price gains or dividends. So an example of price gains would be if you buy a stock when the share price is $100 and then it rises to $150 and you sell it, then you have made a profit of 50% on it. Dividends the other way. As I mentioned before, some companies pay out a portion of profits to their shareholders in the form of cash dividends. So if you own a stock with the price of $100 and it pays out $2 four times a year, then you're earning about 8% per year by just owning that share for that 1 year. Now listen carefully because this is a very important reason why you should invest in stocks. Despite what you may have heard from infomercials and unsolicited emails, there are no magic formulas for investing success. The rich and famous don't have any well-guarded secrets up their sleeves, and there are no secret passwords or handshakes. In truth, there's little standing between you and successful investing, except a little research and a solid understanding of the basics. You don't have to be a genius, believe me, even I've made what I considered a good amount of profits from stocks. Yeah, sure, a seasoned investor might have an advantage over you as you're getting started, but you don't have to be a math whiz, rich, or another Warren Buffett to invest in the stock market. Compared to investing in a franchise or creating your own business from the ground up, the requirements for investing in the stock market are pretty modest. Just research the company you're considering investing in, look over their annual reports, which are public, regularly set aside some money to invest, and do a bit of math. Now, why do stock prices change? Obviously, the stock prices are always changing, but why is this? Well, if we think of the stock market as one giant auction that never ends, buyers and sellers put their bids for what they're willing to pay or receive for the shares of a public company. This back and forth between buyers and sellers is what drives the stock price. If a group of investors thinks that Facebook stock is actually worth $400, then they'll probably be willing to buy it when it's $300. And if another group of investors thinks the stock is only worth $250, then they'll probably be willing to sell it at $300. So then how do investors come up with their opinion of what the stock is worth? Well, every investor has a different opinion, but a common way is to estimate the company's future profits and then decide how much you're willing to pay for those profits. Also, depending on the news about the company, it could either lower the price if it's something negative, like the company is being sued for something significant, or on the other side, it could also increase stock prices if the news is positive, like the company invents some new tech that will change everyone's life. Or the news could have no effect. It really depends on the news and other factors. Now let's get into the stock market. You hear about the stock market all the time. It's where stocks are bought and sold after all. A place where buyers and sellers come together to trade shares. Most, though not all, of the world's stock trading happens through stock exchanges. You should also know that regular trading hours for the US stock market are from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern time. You might have heard of stock exchanges before. These are places where stocks are traded. Well, in the past, these would have always been real locations where people met and made transactions. Today, a large portion of the trades made in stock exchanges are done electronically. There are many stock exchanges across the world. The main stock exchanges in the US are the New York Stock Exchange, which is a physical trading floor, but also handles electronic orders. The NASDAQ is an all-electronic exchange. Investors can only trade stocks that are listed on a given exchange with that exchange. But most investors, like myself, don't trade directly with the exchange. Instead, as I've covered before, you'd set up an account with a broker like Charles Schwab, Robinhood, or Vanguard, which handles the actual mechanics of trading for you. Their main roles is to match buyers and sellers, keep trade traffic flowing, track and report data on trades so investors can see what the market is doing. So what makes the stock market move? Well, the stock market as a whole is really the sum of all individual stocks. When an individual stock moves, the market as a whole moves a tiny bit. Often, lots of stocks move up and down together because of things that happen in the economy, like economic growth, interest rates, and tax rates that go up and down, strong inflation or deflation, economic growth in other countries, and shocking events. When major or shocking events happen, like the pandemic, you might hear people talk about index funds. These funds track a particular benchmark index, like the S&P 500, which follows 500 of the largest stocks in the market, which includes Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, well, you get the idea. Or the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which includes 30 of the largest industrial stocks. Or the NASDAQ 100, which follows 100 of the largest technology stocks. So as you can tell, these index funds are made up of a bunch of the largest companies. The S&P 500 represents approximately 80% of the total value of the United States stock market. It's for this reason why they are closely followed to see how the market as a whole is performing. You might also hear people in the news or investors say it's a bull or bear market. A bull market is when stocks are generally rising. This could be to the economy expanding or unemployment is falling or it's stable. And on average, it lasts about 9 years. You might even hear that an expert is bullish on the market or bullish on some particular stock. It just means that the person thinks the market or a particular stock is likely to go up. A bear market is therefore a period when stocks are generally falling, or more specifically, a time when major stock indexes have fallen at least 20%. If it's less than 20%, it would be referred to as a correction. Bear markets are usually due to the economy contracting, unemployment rising, and on average, they last about a year. Experts can also be bearish on a particular stock or asset class. Lastly, you might hear the term IPO thrown around. IPO stands for Initial Public Offering. This is when a company's shares start trading on a stock exchange and when an average person can start investing in a company, also referred to as going public. The way this works is a company starts out as a private company, so it doesn't have shares that trade. The founders or employees usually own most of the company. The company then might decide to go public, so it hires an investment bank to help it figure out the details, like the number of shares to sell and at what price. After which, the company files an S-1 statement with the regulators. This form is essentially a heads up that the company plans to go public and includes details on how much money will be raised, plus info about the company's finances. The investment bank buys up the chunk of shares that are going to be offered, and on IPO day, the shares start trading on whatever exchange they are listed on, and the investment bank sells its shares to the public. Companies usually do this to raise money, which they might need in order to expand their business or for other reasons like raising awareness and letting insiders cash out. In the future, companies can even sell more shares, which is referred to as secondary offerings. And finally, I'll leave you with this. It's true that the earlier you start investing, the more you're going to benefit. But there's no need to rush out right now and invest in the stock market. First, do your homework, be realistic about your goals and expectations, and figure out how to use the information that's available to you to your best advantage. Now for some finance facts. When the stock market is overvalued, it's considered to be a bubble. And when the bubble bursts, usually people lose a lot of money. September is usually the poorest performing month in the stock market, often blamed on the vacations that investors take in the summer months that decreases trading. The most expensive stock in the world is Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Since 1903, every day at the New York Stock Exchange starts with the ringing of a bell at 9:30 a.m. Now the key takeaways for today's episode. Key terms to know before you start investing include dividends, earnings per share, share prices, ticker symbol, and that stocks, shares, and equities mean the same thing. There are no magic formulas for investing success. There's little standing between you and successful investing, except a little research and a solid understanding of the basics. The back and forth between buyers and sellers is what drives the stock price. Every investor has a different opinion on a stock's worth, but a common way is to estimate the company's future profits and then decide how much you're willing to pay for those profits. There are many stock exchanges across the world. The main stock exchanges in the United States are the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. Often, lots of stocks move up and down together because of things that happen in the economy, like economic growth, interest rates, and tax rates that go up and down, strong inflation or deflation, economic growth in other countries, and shocking events. A bull market is when stocks are generally rising. A bear market is therefore a period when stocks are generally falling. IPO stands for initial public offering. This is when a company's shares start trading on a stock exchange and when average people can start investing in the company, also referred to as going public. If you want to support me in the podcast, just follow my Instagram and any of my socials at LatinAmericanEo. And as usual, if you have any questions or want to know more in detail about what was covered on today's episode, you could find more info in my blog posts on my website, latinamericanail.org. That's LatinAmericanEo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This is the Leo Podcast. And thank you for joining me today. I'll see you next time.